This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Prayer of Vengeance, the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't often recommend books on my show, but it is Christmas, and it's a good time to buy a great book or give a great book to somebody you love at Christmas time. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based on the powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and The Long Cave of Spider, you love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne loves it. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. I would guess today's the last day you can order it at Amazon and get it delivered in time for Christmas. They do two-day delivery, or they do next-day delivery, and so, you know, you could have it delivered tomorrow or Monday, and that's it. Monday early, probably. And that, well, maybe not. There's probably deliveries till midnight, Monday night, if I know Amazon nowadays. To make sure you get it for Christmas and put it under the tree for somebody you love. AprayerOfVengeance.com or go to Amazon and ask for A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. Thanks for sponsoring the show, John. Hope you did well with your book just in time for Christmas. So I was just starting to say something when we got Brooke Rollins on the line, Special Assistant to the President of the United States. And so I'm going to finish my thought. I was saying that I am a guy who puts his finger often on the bad people of the world. The bad people of the world. And John McCain, I stopped attacking him and hammering him because I don't do that to people who are dying. And I don't do it to people during their funeral. And I don't do it to people 5 days after they're dead. I'm not going to stomp on their grave and spit on their grave. But you know what? Enough time has gone by now. And he is now in the news for having done a terrible thing. And so I can go back and say, I told you so. John McCain is, in fact, in my opinion, a very bad man. He was a war hero. And there are a lot of people who don't think he was that either. But I've never debated that. I wasn't there, and I wasn't tortured in Vietnam on behalf of my country. So I don't know how I would have reacted. I think he's a war hero. I think if you get shot out of the sky, no matter what happens after that, you're a war hero. And if you get tortured and you give the enemy some information, you're still a war hero for your country. And if you live there for 7 years, you're a war hero. And if you are told you can go home and you turn it down, a comfortable bed and your wife and your whatever, you turn it down to stay in a hellhole in Vietnam because it isn't right that you get out and the others have to stay, you're a war hero. He's an incredible hero for those things. And then he was a good conservative Republican senator, and congressman and then senator. But then he turned, and he became very bad. And I don't know what happened to him. I think it's because he got major donations to the McCain Foundation, Family Foundation, from George Soros. But he became a bad guy. And now McCain's associates shared the unverified Steele dossier with BuzzFeed, a new court filing says. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano explains why two criminal investigations against Trump, blah, 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 blah. I just tried to get to the meat of the article. The associate of the late Arizona Republican John McCain shared with BuzzFeed News a copy of the unverified, salacious opposition research dossier alleging that Russians had compromising material on President Trump, according to a bombshell federal filing on Wednesday. McCain had strenuously denied being the source for BuzzFeed after it published a dossier which was funded by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Why aren't they all in jail? Why isn't a special counselor investigating and putting people in jail involved with the dossier? Why isn't the Clinton campaign? Why isn't Hillary going to jail? Why isn't the DNC and all their leadership going to jail? And why aren't McCain's people going to jail? You can't put McCain in jail because McCain's dead. Okay? Nothing I could do about that. McCain's dead. And he was a war hero. I'm not going to say a word about that. But let me tell you, in real life, he screwed up the repeal of Obamacare. That one vote, or it would be gone and out of our hair. And instead, why did we lose in November? Well, Democrats made a big deal about Obamacare and lied. about Obamacare. They never could have done that if it was gone. He gave them a chance and they never go away now. All because of John McCain. And John McCain and his people were behind spreading that dossier. And why do you think it was John McCain's people? Because John McCain told him to do it. John McCain is a nasty man. He was a nasty man. Stop giving me this nonsense now that he's dead, that he's the greatest man that ever lived and the nicest man that ever lived, when in reality, everything that liberals and establishment Republicans and the media says about Trump applied to John McCain. Are you kidding me? You know how many people I know who knew John McCain? John McCain, like Trump, had a big personality. John McCain, like Trump, had a huge ego. John McCain, like Trump, had a huge temper. John McCain, like Trump, loved revenge. You screw across John McCain, he will destroy your life, just like a Trump will. So all you liberals who make, oh, Trump's this and Trump's that. John McCain was vicious. John McCain, when he ran for president in 2008, the same media that adores him now, that media day and night ripped in the shreds and said he doesn't have the temperament to be president of the United States. He's got a wild, vicious temper. And as far as womanizing, I'm not going to make any charges here. I'm just going to tell you he was in Vegas all the time, and I'd say his life was a lot like Trump. How about that? Can I drop that into you? John McCain was just like Trump in every way. How about one that everybody knows? He had a beautiful, wonderful wife who stayed with him while he was in a Vietnam prison of war camp for 6 or 7 years, whatever the number was, long time. She lived and died with how John would come home and how John would still love her and the children. And then he came home and he dumped her for a gorgeous, hot, young, blonde babe. That's Cindy McCain. That's who he dropped her for. And I believe when he dropped her, she had suffered a horrible car accident. She was kind of disfigured. And he just dumped her like yesterday's news. And he moved on with his life with Cindy McCain, who not only was hot and blonde and sexy and young, and so he traded in for a younger model, but John McCain traded in for a rich model. John McCain would have never become a U.S. congressman or a senator, war hero or not, without a wife whose father was the number one beer distributor in the southwest United States of America, and for all purposes today, a billionaire. A billionaire. He married into a billionaire's family who gave him all the money he wanted to run for Congress and Senate. That's why John McCain's a famous guy on the date of his death. So liberals criticize Trump because he inherited money. John McCain married a young, gorgeous, blonde babe by cheating on his wife, and that babe had money. So stop attacking Trump when the same stories are throughout Washington, D.C. Grow up and live in the real world. All these guys are basically the same. The only question is, are they on your team or mine? That's the only question. Do they support your policies or mine? But they're all the same. You think Obama's any different? You think Obama didn't have affairs? Come on, give me a break. It's a joke that we've never heard a word about Obama screwing around. It's a joke. Bill Clinton, we know about that. But nobody wants to talk about Hillary Clinton, so I'll stay away from that too. Let's just say that Hillary and Huma went up the hill, and they both came down together. That's about all I'll say about that. Everybody's cheating on everybody in Washington, D.C. So don't tell me about Donald Trump had an affair. Oh, my God! He can't be president! He had sex with a Playboy model and a porn star! Are you joking? Bill Clinton was living at Orgy Island, going on the airplane called the Lolita Express to Orgy Island, where they constantly had sex on an island with underage girls. That's called pedophilia. What was he doing 36 times on that island? Oh, but he's a popular guy because the press covers up everything Democrats do and the press exaggerates everything a Republican does. If a Republican ever, if there's one person that says, I'm unhappy with Trump University, they should give me back my $18,000. It doesn't matter if there were like 100,000 students that went there and 12 of them complained and the other 99,988 are happy. They bring up those 12 and make Trump out to be a scam artist. God forbid thousands of people should complain about something Obama does. Media doesn't say a word. Not a word. Wayne Root says Obama sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy my life. And we've actually got the papers to prove it. Direct from the IRS obtained by Tom Fitton and the Judicial Watch. And the media just yawns and says, who cares? Now, if a Republican, if there was proof that a Republican used the IRS to go after one single black person in America... And I bring that up because, of course, Donald Trump's supposed to be a racist. So it's a good example. If Trump used the IRS to go after a black leader in the U.S. Senate or the U.S. Congress, the House, or a black activist, an NAACP leader, an Al Sharpton, a Jesse Jackson, a civil rights leader. Oh, my God. All hell would break loose and the whole country would be yelling and screaming and saying, oh, my God, Trump, the racist, needs to be taken out of the presidency now. He needs to be impeached now. But Obama does it to me, and nobody cares. And by the way, if Trump did it to a black man, he'd be a racist, right? So if Obama did it to me, does that make him a racist? If Obama used the power of the IRS to go after a white conservative, did that make him a racist? I don't know. Does it? Maybe. Maybe, because, of course, my race doesn't matter. Anything you do as a Republican against someone who happens to be of color in any way makes you a racist, even if the color had nothing to do with it. For instance, Wayne Root can't stand Obama, but his color never had anything to do with it. I don't give a crap whether Obama's green from Mars. I don't like Obama's politics, and I don't like that he used the IRS on me, and I don't like that him and Hillary lied about Benghazi, and I don't like Fast and Furious, and I don't like the trillion-dollar lie of Obamacare. He was a pathetic liar and a fraud. I don't give a damn about the color of his skin, but because he's black and I'm white, that makes me a racist, according to media and Democrats. So if Obama looked at Wayne Root and said, I hate him because he's conservative, but I happen to be a white conservative, and Obama happens to be black, wouldn't that make him a racist? How about the lady who was sending me all these vicious emails today who read my RJ column and kept saying, you're an old white man? And I answered her back and said, you're a racist. And she didn't know what to say. That's how liberals speak. How about if I said to someone, I don't like your politics, you're an old black man? Wouldn't that be racist? Yeah, it would be if you said those words. That's a racist statement. You're an old black man. What do you call an old white man? Someone who calls somebody that is a racist. The left is filled with nonstop racism. They're all racist. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score total visit.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, before we get to Megan Barth, who's here in studio with us, we always love to have Megan here on Thursdays, Rex Pistol is my favorite pistola of all time. I love it. I'm the man who loves Christmas, and I love guns, and I love the Second Amendment, the right to own a gun with legal law-abiding citizens who use it only to protect themselves and never to commit a crime. That's all good stuff. I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you, and by the way, if it's a little late for Christmas, then it's the New Year's gift of the year, because New Year's resolutions and all. You want a gun to protect yourself and your family. You want a gun to play games as a weekend warrior, to be a competitive shooter. Anything you want a gun for, you deserve a Rex pistol, and we've got one for you, and there are all kinds. Rex Firearms offers a number of options: duty, tactical, compact carry, competition. No matter what, they've got the perfect pistol for you. And if you saw the torture test done on the Military Arms Channel, if you didn't Google it, torture test, Military Arms Channel, Rex Pistol, you will see the Rex Pistol up against one of the most famous guns in America used by military law enforcement and Navy SEALs, and Rex Pistol kicked its butt. And it's only a fraction of the cost. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms, available at your favorite local firearms dealer. Ventura Munitions here in Vegas is my favorite. Or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's the letter K and then a dash and then a VAR, VAR.com. K and a dash and a VAR, VAR.com. Use promo code Root for my last name when you get there, Root, R-O-O-T, and they will ship you a free holster along with your gun. If it's a little too late for Christmas, then I'll switch this ad and say it's time for New Year's resolutions. Get a great gun for the new year. 2019 is going to be a great year. K-VAR.com or head now to your local gun store. All right, now we've got our gal here, Megan Barth. Hi. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
ReaganBabe.com.
I'm in the Christmas spirit.
You're in the Christmas spirit.
I am.
And I heard she's getting a whole radio studio at her home, so she'll have a chance to guest host for an hour or two for Wayne Root, which gives me an hour off to do a little working out and enjoy my life a little more, because once in a while I need an hour off. So I am. That's a New Year's gift for me, man. That's good news.
Good.
So I'm glad to hear that. So your sites are ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com,
yeah.
And of course, the only news that really matters today to me, I mean, there's so many things going on, but the big news is the potential shutdown of government now, and maybe we get the 5 million, although I don't know how you get the 5 million. The House has added it back into the bill.
Billion?
They've added $5 billion back as of an hour ago. Five billion. But who cares? The Senate will never pass it. The Senate's not going to pass it, are they? Don't you need 60% in the Senate? It's not just 51, right?
No, you need 60.
So he's not going to get 60, so that's a pipe dream. I still think that you get it from the military budget. That's the way I recommended he do it. That's my column that my buddy Lee handed to the president at Mar-a-Lago less than a month ago, and that's what President Trump suggested a few days ago. You got to get it from the military budget. How are you ever going to get 60 senators to go along with this?
Yeah. I don't disagree with you, but it's come to a matter of principle.
Oh, yeah,
he drew a line in the sand.
I agree.
And he said, after he signed that first omnibus that
he would never do it
created,
again.
That he would never do it again.
And he said and a he week ago, I'm proud to shut down the government. He said that a week ago.
And he said he would own it, and then Nancy comes out and takes the ownership away from him and says, well, we'll shut it down forever over this money. Oh, okay, well, take ownership
then of shut it. Up,
but
shut
here's
down
the thing, you know, they've blown this out of proportion, the Democrats, in order to, for why? To create more fear, because they live in a continuum chaos and fear. And why do they use fear? Because it's easy to manipulate people when they're fearful.
Well, let me be fair. Both sides use fear. We both use fear, but
not like the Democrats.
Ours is justified.
We usually do opportunity and prosperity and individualism, and that's not fearful. Okay, they're always well. The Republicans are racist. The Republicans are misogynist. The Republicans are homophobic.
No, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I'm just saying to you that when we argue,
but we're not saying we're going to push Granny out.
But when we argue that people are coming in through the border that are invading us and killing us and murdering us, that's fear too. There's nothing wrong with fear. As I'm trying to say, if it's rightful fear, we have a right to be worried about foreigners invading our nation. Right. So there's nothing wrong with our fear.
But we can back up our platitudes with statistics, where they just have platitudes with no proof behind them. They've taken this moral authority. But the point that I was going to make is that Nancy Pelosi took the ownership away from Trump and basically said that the government is going to shut down. Well, what does that really mean? It only means
it
doesn't mean anything.
Right.
And they're making it into this
everything's
going to come to a screeching halt, that it's the next Armageddon. Remember, the tax cuts were supposed to be Armageddon. People were supposed to die. Remember when we rescinded from the Paris Climate Accord and withdrew, people were going to die. The tax cuts, people were going to die. And so we're not going to die. It's 20% of the government, which
is not essential.
A trim of the fat.
Right. No,
we don't even need 20% of the government.
No, but they'll find one example of something horrible that happens to someone somewhere.
Of course.
To prove that it was some terrible thing. But the reality
is, Obama didn't care about the veterans when he shut down the government the last time. And he actually put park rangers in front of the signs that said the park is closed. So they were still ranging a park that was closed.
Ranging park?
Yes.
What is that term?
I just made it up.
Thank you. Home on the range. All right, Wayne on the Root with Megan Barth. We'll be right back. More now. USA Radio Newsmax TV.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
President Trump not mincing any words there regarding border funding. Now, House Republicans are working on an amendment to a short-term spending bill that would add $5 billion for a border wall. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
We're going to move today to add language to the bill that the Senate sent over on government funding to add $5 billion for the wall, as well as the disaster relief funding that's been agreed upon.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is stepping down at the end of February. President Trump made the announcement via Twitter. He called Mattis a great help to the Trump administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network. This show is sponsored by Cenegenics. Founded in 1997, Cenegenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, defying aging, anti-aging, proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each and every individual. In my case, they did such an amazing job with me. They changed my diet. They changed my exercise routine. They changed the way I exercise, the speed at which I exercise, the intensity. They changed my vitamin routine. They changed everything and added massive protein. I mean, I eat protein on top of protein on top of protein, and it's been a wonderful result. I've lost weight. I've gained muscle, and I feel great, and everyone who watches me on Newsmax says, you look 10 years younger. That's all because of Cenegenics. Your free, no obligation consultation. They can do the exact same thing for you. There isn't anything special that I did. I did all the same things they taught me to do, they'll teach you to do. 888 Younger, pretty amazing. It's the fountain of youth as far as I'm concerned. 888 Younger, toll free anywhere in the USA, 888 Younger, or register at Cenegenics.com. Ask your free, no obligation consultation. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us, website ReaganBabe.com, and we're talking about the wall. It's obviously a big topic. And look, the only thing I am is a little bit angry and jealous that I've been saying for a year. I got a great gut instinct, and I said a year ago, I tried to raise $1 million to start a 501c3 and raise money for the wall with advertising on every conservative talk show on TV and radio. And I knew that with me as the spokesman, we could raise $1 billion, and nobody wanted to do it. They all said, Trump said that Mexico would pay for it. Who's going to pay for it? And I said, are you kidding me? The 63 million people who voted for Trump are willing to all give $100 each out of their wallet. And sure enough, this guy with the triple amputee, who is a great guy, and he's got a beautiful wife and a beautiful family, looks like a wonderful guy, sacrificed for our country, and he puts up a GoFundMe page with no advertising, none of the things I was planning to do, didn't use the $1 million, and it's already up to, I bet, $9 million. It was 8.1 a few minutes ago. I bet it's up to almost 9 now.
8.6.
So it'll be 9 by the end, of this hour.
Yeah, by the end of this hour. And I posted on this yesterday, and it was just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was just a million.
Yeah.
So this thing is like growing like wildfire.
Exponentially, yes.
This is called virality, right?
Yeah.
This is viral. And it shows you where the spirit and the heart of the American people are. And so Trump has to be noticed.
Not the American people. Or Republican people.
But, you know, most Americans, when they are cued and queried, there was just a report out, I believe it was earlier this week, that said the top two concerns of the American people were the size of government and immigration, and whether or not our immigration laws were being followed and enforced, and also to some of the immigration laws on the books, like the lack of merit-based immigration, visa lottery systems.
Right.
This open immigration that
How
the Democrats
about birthright citizenship?
Birthright citizenship. And so are the Republicans working on behalf of those voices? Obviously not, because they were willing to do another short-term CR to kick can down the road and then let Nancy Pelosi take the gavel in January and let the whole catastrophe start once again.
Well,
this is a line in the sand that Donald Trump cannot allow to be crossed.
You know I'm on three times a week with Bill O'Reilly, and we recorded at about 11 o'clock in the morning to put on my show that night. That's when Bill's available East Coast time. So today's segment, which hasn't aired yet, I said to him on the segment, not knowing that Trump had reversed and was now going to, you know, fight and willing to shut down the government, I said to him, it makes, because he said he was at the White House with Trump yesterday. He spent the whole day at the White House yesterday, Bill O'Reilly. And he said that he can't quote what he said with Trump. That's confidential. But the general feeling is, let's just regroup. We don't have time to convince the American people. We'll convince them over the next 2 months. And in February, after a great convincing, we'll get it done. And I said, that makes no sense, because in February it's a Democratic House. You're never going to get them to agree. You can't even get the Republicans to agree now. How would you get Democrats to agree? Where does this thinking come from that they delusionally think, is that a word, delusionally? That they delusionally believe that you would get Nancy Pelosi's Democratic Congress to change their mind in February when she's got the majority of the House. Right now, you still have the majority of the House. Why wouldn't you do anything to pass it now?
Yeah. And thank God for the Freedom Caucus holding on. And this is a huge about face to the likes of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, who both oversaw the largest expansion of the federal government in history. We're supposed to be told they're fiscal hawks, like Ryan is some sort of fiscal hawk, fiscal conservative, Ayn Randian.
Ryan's terrible.
He's terrible.
Terrible.
And so here we have the Republican moderates again ruining the entire conservative brand. People want limited government. Americans are used to limited government. Limited government provides for a capitalist free market system. However, under the moderates like Bush and others, McCain and others, the expansion of government occurred on their watch by doing deals with Democrats. And Donald Trump is a disruptor. This is why he was elected by 63 million people, because we wanted to shake things up from the status quo, and the Democrats are promising us the status quo.
But you know what happened yesterday. It was so clear. I explained it for an hour on my national TV show. I said, look, Ann Coulter says Trump is now a scam artist. He lied to us all. I will never vote for him again. I said, that's all BS. All it is Trump was fantastic for the first year and three quarters. And then the last 3 months, the deep state has gotten so vicious, and they're threatening to put his daughter in prison. They're threatening to put his son in prison. And they're threatening to put him in prison. And they're threatening to impeach his presidency and ruin his legacy. And I just think he's tired and he's demoralized. I believe that's what happened. For a couple of days, Trump was just like, I can't fight this by myself anymore. It's too much. Why did I ever leave being a cool billionaire jet setter where I could do whatever I want? Nobody watched me. No cameras filmed me. And I could do whatever I want to who I want. And God knows how many girls he was dating.
And his wife doesn't even get on covers anymore. The first lady doesn't even get on a cover. Most beautiful woman I've ever seen in the world. Not a cover since she's been first lady. Yeah, we have to see Michelle Obama. Did you see Michelle Obama and
her thigh-high boots?
Yeah, her Balenciagas.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
$4,000 boots.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, she's roughing it. She's one of the people.
Yeah.
She's really working on behalf of the people.
Look, if
stepping
all
of them in Balenciaga.
It's not even that. It's that the media can say, spin things however they want.
Right.
And if Melania wore the same boots, they go, she looks like a streetwalker. But if Michelle wears those boots, she can't say that. She's African-American. She's beloved by the black community. She's beloved by the media. If you were to say that, that would be racist. They will put anybody down on the Republican side for doing the exact same thing that a Democrat does. And the Democrat that does it, they not only don't put you down, they lift you up and say how wonderful you are. You're the greatest person that ever lived. Here's a woman that has done nothing since the day her husband was elected. Michelle, spend other people's money and get free clothing from the best designers in the world and take trips all over the world with private jets and bodyguards galore and all your belongings and all your friends brought with you, and it's all the bills of the taxpayers. And if a Republican does it, they're the worst person in the world. If a Democrat does it, everything is fine. It's just so sad, the comparisons. It's just beyond it's unimaginable. It's beyond belief how Trump has been treated. So I think he was demoralized for a few days, and he finally gave in and said, you know what, just do the budget without the wall. I can't take this anymore. And then last night, after a day of talk show hosts like me and Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter and every other conservative commentator saying, I'm done with Trump. I'm through. If he doesn't get the wall, I'm through. He got the message loud and clear, and he came back with a great resignation this morning and maybe a little bit more of confidence that people are behind him. He's not really alone. There are others fighting for him.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it's hard.
Him.
I mean, I really don't think that any of his 63 million base have really turned away. I think they would have. A majority of people would have turned away if he would have backed away from this red line. This has to be a red line again.
He may back away again a week from now when Christmas comes and goes and people are complaining
about
being paid.
And we might not live for next week, right? So who knows what's going to happen next
week? I don't know,
week.
But he had
but
to
this,
try it.
In principle,
yeah.
This is a line that cannot be crossed. This is the red line. We don't move it like Obama. Right? We don't move on our principles. We stand on them strong. Because 20% of the government, people are going to soon realize, do you know how many government shutdowns we went through with Reagan?
Quite a few.
21.
Right, and never hurt his popularity.
We're still living to talk about it, and it never hurt his popularity. The Republicans need to learn how to take the Democrat narrative of government. All government is all good. Right? Big government is even better. And what Ronald Reagan said was, you can't be for big government and be for the little guy. And people have to start understanding that the bigger the government, the guy becomes smaller. He's not as successful from the weight of the government. Look at California. Right. Look what's going to happen to Nevada.
And Trump has to understand something, too, though, because me, the world's biggest Trump booster, who always celebrates and defends Trump, I think I have more credibility when I attack him than anybody else out there. And Trump is a billionaire. He doesn't know what Wayne Root or Megan Barth is feeling, let alone someone who's working class. He doesn't understand that things, even though the economy is much better than it was under Obama, things are still far from great. And that it could turn around in a second, and the liberals have made sure it turned around in a second, and the Federal Reserve,
well, the Federal Reserve
has made
doing
sure
a real good job of that, too.
Killing the stock market, yeah. Destroying the Trump economy. How many jobs are going to be lost?
Why can't we audit the Fed? Why can't we audit the Fed? That was one thing.
Ron Paul.
That was one thing that Ron Paul said that I wholeheartedly agreed with.
I agree.
And it was really one of the only things I agreed with
him
about. But why can't we audit? Why do they have to be this separate entity that operates autonomously? And obviously with some sort of, I mean, they were doing quantitative easing during Barack Obama while he was spending.
Now it's quantitative tightening.
Now it's tightening, right?
They're pulling back trillions.
They're effing with the free market.
Right. They are. Listen, here's the exact numbers. Since the day that, by the way, the head of the Fed was named by Trump. And I could have told you, picked the wrong guy. He picked a rhino. The right guy is named Taylor, and he's a professor at the Hoover Institute at Stanford University. And he had a choice of Taylor or this guy, Powell, and he chose Powell. I don't know why. I'm sure because Wall Street begged him to choose Powell. But Powell is a Goldman Sachs kind of rhino. That's what he is. He's one of those guys that never believes in things you and I believe in. And since the day he gave his speech in October, putting the flames out and putting the party out. And he said, I'm going to raise the rates. From that moment, the stock market's down 3,600 points. And
can he be fired?
I think the president can fire him just like
fire that freak.
I would fire him. $4 trillion has been lost out of the economy. And this is so typical. These are guys that are on the side of the trade imbalance with China. They want us to lose to China. And they want to keep their boot on Trump's neck and make him unpopular. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I'll be right back. More with Megan Barth.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225. 998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Chris Christmas is here, and MyPillow has the lowest price ever. MyPillow is offered for the four-pack special. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, enter my promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Nothing better than the gift of a great night's sleep for a Christmas gift, and you can keep some of them for you. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA. Merry Christmas!
War now!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV begins in about 8 minutes. We begin at the top of the hour. So you could switch to Newsmax TV then, or you could stay on USA Radio for that same hour. And we'll have a Bill O'Reilly interview again tonight. He was off yesterday, but we got the interview in today. I was off at my eye doctor, and they give you those drops where you can't see anything, and your eyes are probably like the size of watermelons, you know. And I raced home on the highway to get here in time for the Bill O'Reilly interview, so hopefully my interview doesn't look like I'm high on drugs or anything like that. My eyeballs are like saucers probably, but I don't know if you can see that on TV, but I really rushed to get home for Bill. My last interview before the holidays. He's off for a couple weeks, and I'll be taking off tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday. I'll be back on Wednesday. In any case, we've got Megan Barth with us here today. Her website's ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. And we've been talking about the wall, and I must say I agree with Paul Gosar. I don't know who that is. I think he's a conservative writer, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
He says no wall funding would be Trump's read my lips, no new wall.
Exactly.
And he's exactly right. He will lose his entire support, and he will lose his mojo, because people will say, he's no great negotiator. He couldn't get $1 billion out of the Democrats. It doesn't make sense. He's not a good negotiator. I was shocked when he gave in yesterday, but I'm thrilled that he's back again with his mojo, it seems like, today. We'll see.
Well, and especially we kind of got a little rattled right at the beginning of the week when we find out that Congress approved a $10.2 billion
to Mexico and Central
America.
Joke.
So we're going to send billions of dollars more to countries that are violating our immigration laws?
Makes no
in the ways of caravans?
Well, I won't say it makes no sense. It makes a little sense, but not if you're not going to build the wall.
But he also said that he was going to cut off support to Honduras and Central American companies that were behind
yes.
these caravans. So $10 billion doesn't fit
It only makes sense from the standpoint that if your objective is to prop them up so people aren't in a hurry to leave anymore and they don't come to your wall in the first place, I understand
that
objective.
You've been propping them up for years,
yes,
decades.
Yeah.
Does it get any better?
No, but I'm saying if that really was your objective along with putting a wall up, I could even say that's the compromise I'd go along with. You want to give me $25 billion for the wall and also ask me for $10 billion to help Mexico and Central America? I might make that the compromise. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to give money to Central America and Mexico, which you argues very well, mm-hmm. is for the most part, we all agree, probably wasted anyway. Yep. You're going to throw away $10 billion of money, but you don't have a penny for the wall?
Right.
That's an embarrassing bad negotiation by Trump.
Well, and he can't cower to somebody like Nancy Pelosi. You can't even get out a sentence without stuttering and spitting and stammering. And then you have, Charles Chucky Schumer that has his head hanging down low and wouldn't even look at the president. These are the people that don't negotiate. These are the people that bully. And they were allowed to bully Paul Ryan and allowed to bully
Mitch McConnell
and allowed to find Jeff Flake, who, by the way, introduced along with Chris. Is he sleeping with Chris, Senator Coons?
Because what?
He's always doing deals with them.
What did he introduce now? What's the new thing?
It was going to be a carbon tax. I'm like, okay, because it works so well in France. A bipartisan bill for carbon tax. France is still on fire and has been for like 3 weeks.
Jeff Flake's poll approval numbers in Arizona are like 12%.
He shouldn't even be that high.
There's just a bunch of rhinos in the world.
Right.
Rhinos.
And, yes. And so
Did you see my column today in the RJ?
I don't think I did.
All right, so my column.
I don't know, I don't get it from you.
Oh, my column today, because I have no time to send it to everybody.
I just put
it in the newspaper. You have a chance to read it.
Well,
you can't read it.
Okay.
It's too much to pick up a newspaper.
No.
Pick up an RJ.
All right, I'll bookmark it.
So I wrote a column about why the Republicans were ruined in this cycle. And I said, let's look back to 2014, because we're on the topic of Jeff Flake. That's what brought this up. 2014, Brian Sandoval wins in a landslide, Republican governor, every constitutional office Republican, and both houses Republican, state legislature, Senate and Assembly Republican. Since then, we've lost everything. And the reason why is because Brian Sandoval is a liar, speaking of no new taxes and then raising them.
Right.
He said he's for lower taxes. He's for smaller government. He said he'd fight for school choice. He did the opposite on everything, and he ruined the Republican Party.
Yeah.
He killed our name. He killed our brand name. He killed our credibility. And that's what Jeff Flake is, the same kind of guy as Brian Sandoval. You aren't a Republican if you believe in all the opposite things of Republicans. Then what makes you a Republican other than you claim I have an R after my name? So in the article, I said, for all the Democrats who want to tell me I'm wrong, how about if our newly elected Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, cuts property taxes and gets rid of collective bargaining for government employees and cuts the welfare rolls and the Medicaid rolls and brings us school choice? How would you feel? I'll love him. How about you?
Right.
Right?
Well, I just posted this article over on the Clark County Republicans Facebook page. It was out of the Review Journal from December 10th. Nevada Republicans plot strategy after election disappointment. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'd love to hear the strategy.
Yeah, it was all BS. I read it.
So this
guy. It was all consultants who don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly. What is a political consultant when you continue to lose? Greg Ferraro of the Ferraro Group, haven't had the pleasure to meet him yet, said, I think.
You never will.
Thankfully. I think Republicans would be wise to look at the success of the Sandoval brand going forward.
Yeah, there we go.
What am I missing?
You're missing that Sandoval probably paid him $1 million to say that.
Right.
That's what you're missing. That Sandoval probably hired him at one point to be his political
consultant. So do exactly what Greg Ferraro wants you to do, Republicans, if you want to win races.
Well, actually, it's just like a Seinfeld episode I saw where George Alexander went from being the biggest loser in the world to being George Steinbrenner's employee. And Seinfeld said, how did you do that? You were the biggest loser ever. Now you're like dating beautiful models and you work for the New York Yankees. How did you do that? And he said, well, I'm a loser, so now I just do the opposite of everything I think. So if you want to win as a Republican, do the opposite of everything that a political consultant would tell you to do, the opposite of everything Greg Ferraro tells you to do, the opposite of Mike Slanker, the opposite of every one of these brain surgeons who run Republican campaigns into the ground and lose, lose, lose. Thank you, Megan Barth. We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back.
It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.